So, what happens if and when those American athletes win medals and prize money? Well, they'll be taxed by the IRS just like they would be with any other income. But there's a push to change that, as Brian Mann from Here Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
In a grass field behind the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Lake Placid, New York, sled racers practice their starts pushing a wheeled bobsled. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says this effort, away from the cameras, is invisible to most people.
Years of grueling practice.
When all the work and patience pay off, American athletes win medals, but they also win bonus money from the U.S. Olympic Committee. It ranges from $10,000 for bronze up to $25,000 for gold. That cash is taxed by the federal government, with athletes generally paying between 10 and 39%, depending on their tax bracket.
When they win, there's no question they worked hard. So the fact that our athletes are sort of punished by our IRS with a, quote, victory tax, that's sort of an oxymoron in itself. Why are we taxing victory?
At an event here this week, Schumer called for passage of a bill that would make these Olympic medal bonuses tax exempt.
Our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
Alpine skier Andrew Weibrecht won bronze in 2010 and then silver 2 years ago at the Olympics in Sochi. Weibrecht says, yeah, he got dinged by the tax man for both medals.
You know, I mean, I see it as largely symbolic.
He points out that a lot of Olympic athletes from other countries not only don't get taxed on prize money, they actually get regular paychecks from the government.
In the U.S., we're not government-funded. We don't have official backing or support from the government. So we look at all the other countries that are government-funded, and we're a little bit jealous.
This is an age when a lot of American athletes are professionals. They compete for big money. But there are still a lot of student athletes and athletes competing in less visible sports that don't draw corporate sponsorships or endorsement deals.
I guess at the time I was only 21, so it still felt like a lot of money for me because I wasn't bringing in pretty much anything at that point, so it still felt like a lot of money.
Andrea Kilbourne-Hill played for the U.S. women's hockey team in 2002 when they won silver in Salt Lake City. She says the roughly $10,000 prize she was awarded kept her afloat.
It pretty much went straight to rent and gym fees.
Giving up a chunk of that money to the government really hurt, she says. It's unlikely these proposed changes to the tax code will be passed and implemented before next April. So for summer sport athletes in the hunt for medals in Rio, the IRS will once again be looking for its piece of the action.
In the case of a gold medal, I believe taxation of about $6,200, which, you know, for an athlete is a lot of money.
Gordy Scheer, a sled racer who won silver at the Winter Games in Nagano in 1998, agrees this change would mostly be a gesture, a sign of respect. With very few exceptions, he says, Olympic athletes aren't in it for the money.
Nobody's here on the advice of their financial planner.
But tax experts do say some athletes are savvy enough to spare themselves some of that IRS pain by keeping track of travel expenses and other deductions. It's not exactly the stuff of Olympic dreams, but keeping those receipts might save Olympians a few thousand bucks. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid, New York.